and welcome to another edition of the Grow Venture Community podcast. Today on our podcast, we have Mattia Mandela, the head of business development for Grow VC in East Africa. Good afternoon, Mattia. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing very well. Well, Mattia, we wanted to begin first by getting a little background on you. Can you tell us a little about yourself and about what you've done in Africa and especially in East Africa?
Certainly. My main expertise is in partnership building with a focus on emerging technologies and innovation for the growth of entrepreneurship in Africa. I'm also very passionate about deployment of innovation in development of growth of industry. Because my background is in such experience, especially in the entrepreneurial needs of developing countries and application of social research to strategy. So that's my expertise in brief.
How long have you been living in East Africa?
I was born in North Africa. I'm a native of Kenya in specific. But I've traveled and worked in a lot of African countries and have a wide understanding of the needs of the countries and how they operate, both economically and from a social perspective.
Now, we understand that right now you work very closely with the World Bank and have been spearheading some recent partnerships between the World Bank and Grow Venture Community. Can you give us a little more information in regards to what's going on there?
Yes. The World Bank has an initiative funded through a branch of InfoDev that deals to have third world countries or emerging economies take advantage of the knowledge economies. So the way they did this was to establish M-Labs, five of them globally, one in Pakistan, another one in Armenia, Vietnam, South Africa, and in Kenya, that are meant to be the centers of the focus for these economies to take advantage of the knowledge base around them. So they set up five such centers, and the one in Kenya handles East Africa. So my role here is to look at how we can harness opportunities in this region for them to build enterprise around growth of mobile and internet, so that can build these economies and build enterprise as well in the region. So the focus is really on incubation, training in mobile, and also in application of testing of devices to enable the all-rounded growth. So what you do here is that we try and link up these incubators who come in and have great ideas, but lack the know-how in terms of experience and business resources. So we link them up from startup stage and then build them up to a level where they can now go out and become major enterprises. So what the Grow Venture Community comes in is provide that link between these incubators and the wider venture community of investors of different kinds who can then provide funding to take this enterprise to the next level.
Okay, and in regards to the support that Grow VC is playing in this link, how exactly does that work?
Really, you know, in any ecosystem, especially in the things in developing worlds and really globally, there are three main challenges that startups face. One of them is lack of business research skills, that many of them cannot identify markets. Second is that many of them do not understand how to build efficient business processes, how they do their marketing, how to do their accounting. So that's a challenge. And the third, perhaps most prevalent one, is that most of them lack capital. So it's this third pain point that Grow VC, the community, tends to address. Because Kenya is considered a mature capital market in this region. But unfortunately, the systems you have do not mobilize new capital, but rather access channel of circulating existing channels of capital. So what we need to do is create avenues where these young entrepreneurs can have access to existing capital and then use that to create new capital in the region. So the biggest point of this association is that you're providing more avenues of equity and encouraging private equity expansion in Kenya and East Africa in general.
Now, for people who are interested in learning more about the partnership and in getting involved, how would they go about this?
We have a blog post out on this partnership already. It's accessible through our website, growvc.com. It has been even posted as a main MLab blog post. The URL is pivoteast.com. So this information is out there. You can access through the website, and you even have a Twitter handle that shares information on the same.
Okay, and through this network that's been set up for Pivot East, what can people do through there?
The Pivot East network grew out of the need to network the mobile community in East Africa, because it originated from Pivot East, a mobile application conference and competition we are holding in June. And the aim of this competition is bring players in the ecosystem to come together and grow the industry. So the conference itself will be in June from the 5th and 6th. And we invited developers from the 6 East African countries who are coming to pitch the ideas to investors regionally. So in this conference, we'll have the top 25 pitches. We'll have investors from East Africa and the world over. We'll have regulators present. So we'll have people pitch the ideas, and the best idea gets funded to the tune of $50,000. So we saw that there's a lot of interest being generated, and you need to harness that energy so that you can have these communities keep up that conversation even after Pivot. So we set up this network so that we can have, first of all, the link established to the larger body of investors, and secondly, that these startups that come from one geographical location can share insights on how best to leverage on the channel of investment that has been provided through our platform.
So as far as how people can get more involved with MLabs, can you share a little bit more about exactly what the recent focus has been with MLabs in East Africa, what the short-term, the long-term goals are, and maybe a little bit more about how investors from outside, people who want to join the incubator, how they can get more involved?
That's a good question. To answer that comprehensively, allow me to give you a picture of the African scene in terms of mobile and why Africa is the next big place in terms of mobile and internet. Just a few statistics off the cuff. We have just about 600 million mobile subscribers currently, and it's the second largest mobile market after Asia, and it's growing. So what this provides directly is a market that is unexplored. So given that statistic for Africa, and narrowing down to specific economies, there has been a lot of growth around internet and mobile. In Kenya, for instance, mobile is about 50% penetration rate. That translates to about 25 million connections. Internet is about 13 million. So this demographic provides a rich market for a lot of mobile and internet contents. And this is what the World Bank realized, and through InfoDev, decided to tap into this potential and exploit for the benefit of these economies. So what InfoDev does through its grant system is that it sets up incubators, what they call MLabs, throughout the African region. So there are 5 of them currently. One of them is in Pakistan, another one in Armenia, one in Vietnam, one in South Africa, and one was set up in Kenya. So the MLab in Kenya is the one that I'm currently based in. The MLab's mandate is threefold. The first one is provide training on mobile technology. So we source for these talents from within the East African region, and then have them come here and train on mobile technology. The second mandate is around testing, because a lot of developers come up with applications that can only run on one system or certain platforms, or can run on one device and not another. So we provide a testing facility where they can come and test the applications across many platforms. So this allows them to produce market-ready products because they've undergone the testing before they launch them. The third objective, and perhaps the most crucial, is that MLabs provide incubation, because we need to create a bridge between coding or between developing and enterprise. We need to turn these ideas into businesses that make enterprise sense. So we provide the incubation service in the sense that we identify the most promising business in terms of enterprise at the idea stage. Then we provide the physical infrastructure for them to work on their processes that enable them to get growth. So we provide facilities in terms of office space, we provide front office support, we provide internet and other infrastructure. But even more importantly, we take them through mentorship and coaching by working closely with industry leaders in the specific areas of interest and move these businesses from one stage to the other. Because a major challenge with Africa starting and Kenya being part of it is that we are resource rich but cash poor. We don't have enough liquid capital circulating within the economies. So what we intend to do is create more enterprise, have more businesses that are going to allow for entry of this capital. So to be part of the MLab projects, we usually have calls or applications for training that we carry out in waves or subsequent phases. We're now doing our third phase, and once that phase is complete, again through our website, we put out applications regionally for those who wish to come and enroll in the program. For the incubation, once our incubators have graduated, that means they have moved from startup stage or the seed stage, and they now probably secured funding for round C or round D. They now move out and create room for a fresh wave of incubators. So again, we go through a competitive process, call out for applications, evaluate these business plans with a team of industry experts, and eventually come out with the most promising enterprise, which form the next round of incubators.
And for people from outside of East Africa who want to stay connected with what's going on, who want to be able to evaluate the new enterprises that are being formed, for really want to be able to communicate with the different players involved in this partnership, what are the best ways for them to do so?
There has been a lot of interest in the activities of what the MLab accomplishes, and perhaps this is where we need to work closely with what the venture community has to offer. A lot of these networks, a lot of these communities are disadvantaged geographically. They cannot, for example, make the trip to Nairobi, or they may not have the physical infrastructure. So we utilize our network through our platform and have these people link up. So the network model you have in GrowVC allows certain communities with common interests or common needs to form a virtual community from which they can communicate and share their interests. So with the MLab's perspective, for example, it targets the mobile community. Having a reach that is East African in nature, we cannot have the physical infrastructure to cover all the six East African countries. So what we did is we utilized the GrowVC network, formed a network that allows all the players in the ecosystem to have a common point of interaction. So the network is referred to as Pivot East Network, and membership is simply through interest in mobile. So we have communities of developers in the six countries interested in the network. So they simply sign up, which is free of charge, and then they can upload their profiles of the different products they are working on. The beauty of this is that you can have these communities crowdsource information from each other. Because to join the network, as long as you're a player within the industry, you could be a regulator, you could be a telecom, you could be a corporate, you could be a developer. Some are even coaches or provide mentoring to these networks. So they start early enough to network among themselves, even before they have their profiles out for viewership for the wider investor community. So the idea here is to tie the crowdsourcing to the idea that we have these people out here, these developer communities, who need voice and presence. So we achieve that through the network. Another aspect that the network helps us to achieve is that they get to have a feel of other startups out there. Because through our network and through invitations to the global venture community network, they get to see how the other networks operate. They get to exchange ideas, they get to get solutions to common problems, and even further, they get to see how other economies work out there. Because sometimes the challenges that they face here might be different out there. And even the products they deliver might have reach or might have a market that's cross-geographical. There could be a product developed in Africa, but that solution can find application in South America or in Europe. Or there could be solutions that don't have technical channels of exposure, but through the network, we're able to create that link. Another important use of this network is that it allows investors globally to have a feel of what Africa has to offer in terms of ideas. Because more traditional channels are more focused on news that sometimes may not be helpful for the investor. But those investors that are focused on value ideas, on ideas that give them a straight vision of what they want to achieve, this is a very directed network of what that could be. And noting that East Africa in specific has been identified time and again as the next avenue, the next big time, or the next big place in terms of investment, not just in mobile and internet, but even in other areas like health, education, transport. So this is a good avenue for them to get a feel of what the region has to offer. So the network really allows us to create that bridge and replicate this model to other developing emerging economies that would want to showcase what they have as well. Because once you have a round of investment done, we're not just addressing economic issues, but social issues as well. Because what we want to do is look at social impacting, where we have people investing not just for the sense of a return on investment, but where they invest in the growth of the communities as well. So what we want to do is have a situation where investors not just invest in ideas or invest in a statistical figure, but get to build a relationship with these startups and the people behind them. Because then it appeals to the country as a whole. Because you build your country as a tourist destination, you build your country in terms of foreign direct investment, and it helps the country more directly, because you then get to diversify the source of private equity. Because a lot of what we are trying to achieve through our Vision 2030 and the other plans you have for industrialization are that you must diversify our sources of capital. We want to move away from just investing in land, investing in stock, and encouraging more people to say that instead of taking this money in these traditional instruments, let us move from that, let us have a paradigm shift and start investing in people. The more startups we build, the more entrepreneurs that come up, the more jobs we create, and the larger we grow the economy. So the network is there to enable us to achieve this, and you align all our efforts towards achieving overall the economic and social objectives as well.
There definitely seems to be a lot going on right now in East Africa, and it seems as if this Pivot network is almost a launching pad for many other business and economic developments that are in place. And how do you see the next 2-3 years in development taking shape in East Africa?
Andres, I will tell you, it's an exciting time in Africa right now, because part of what we do as MLab East Africa, and by extension through PivotEast, is that we visit the 6 East African countries and meet the developer communities around them. And you would be so surprised, there's a lot of activity going on in the East African region. To just cite a few examples, in Uganda, they have these chapters referred to as Mobile Mondays, abbreviated as MOMOs. So what these MOMOs do, they're communities for mobile interaction. Developers meet once every day on a Monday to just discuss issues around the community. And Momo Kampala, as it's called, right now has an upwards of 300 members actively participating. If you translate this in terms of ideas and the number of potential entrepreneurs, then you see that from this small nucleus, there's potential to grow 5 or 6 next Googles or Microsofts or whichever big enterprise that can come out of that. In Tanzania, they have a Momo chapter, which they refer to as Momo Dar, Dar being short for Dar es Salaam. And again, it's the same. A lot of excitement, a lot of young people with lots of energy who come together, develop mobile applications, and meet again once every Monday, every fortnight on the Monday, to come and discuss issues around mobile, around innovation, around enterprise. The same in Rwanda. And Rwanda in specific is way ahead of its neighbors in terms of tech communities. You have communities like the iHills, that are there. You have Codeback communities. This is just young people with so much interest in technology, so much interest in enterprise, and all they're looking for are ways and avenues of turning these ideas from code through the startup stage into enterprise. So it's really exciting that Kenya, being a central hub where all these developer communities congregate, that the venture community provides that opportunity for them to have avenues to turn these ideas into enterprise. So what I'm saying is that in 10 years to come, all if not most of the East African countries will have attained middle income status. So what that means is that can now be referred to as emerging economies, and that puts them in a different scale in terms of economic outlook. So with that kind of associated growth, then each individual country and even as a whole is positioned well to gain in terms of growing the economies, in terms of becoming a mid-economic country, and eventually probably become developed in the sense that other countries are. So it's really interesting, because this is one of those things that has allowed the East African community to grow, because they're modeling their systems around what the euro was 11 years ago or 12 years ago. Because the thing that we've now harmonized our markets, we've harmonized our political system, so let's also move towards harmonizing the structures we have for economic, for to work with the economy. Because what you realize is that we are moving towards a common alien political federation, and you're also moving towards a single currency. And the best thing about what the region is doing now is that we don't have to start from scratch. We can learn from the mistakes of the Eurozone, we can learn from the mistakes of other areas, and build a system that really works. So what is exciting right now is that these scattered pieces of developer communities are all aggregating, and I think in 10 years to come, this will be a region to watch, and hopefully a big player in the global economic scene.
Well, it definitely sounds like things are more than headed in the right direction right now. As for our viewers who may want to reach out to you personally, what is the best way to have people contact you? Would it be through this Pivotees network?
I'm basically available. You can get to me through my email, mandela@growvc.com, or you can even log in to the Pivotees network on our website, growvc.com. You can even get me through Twitter, the handle @MatiaMandela, or even link up through Facebook. So I'd be glad to answer questions about investment opportunities in East Africa, queries about how the networks have worked for us, how the venture community works in East Africa, and how the different opportunities around different economic segments are growing, and basically how the region is ready to integrate with the rest of the global economy.
Okay, well, sounds great, Mattia. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. And again, thank you to all of our viewers for partaking in this edition of the Grow Venture Community Podcast.